Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
We're live from the New Park Hotel in Kilkenny today. Great to be here. We came down yesterday and thanks a million for all of the recommendations. We'll chat a little bit about where we went a bit later in the show. But we are coming to you from the New Park Hotel and the place is packed. It is literally packed. They had a full house, they told me, here last night, which is great to see. It's a great spot and incredibly family friendly as well. But I want to chat to some locals and some new locals too about what life is like in Kilkenny. So I'm joined by our very own proud Kilkenny man, Bobby Kerr, former Kilkenny camogie player Tracy Millay, and podcaster and presenter, and I think now Kilkenny blowing, it's probably okay to call you, James Cavanagh. Good afternoon. How are you all? Thanks.
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks, Andrea.
Thanks a million for joining us today. Bobby, I suppose just like it's hard not to start maybe by talking to you when we're in the New Park Hotel, because this is literally a home from home for you.
Yeah, I grew up about 100 yards over the wall there. My father and a couple of other lads came down here in 1966 and bought two old stately houses with 50 acres of land for the sum total, I think, of £17,000 at the time. So this business was in our family for 50-odd years. I've memories, I have to say, thankfully, mostly good memories.
Good, yeah.
But we had our challenges as well. But this was a wonderful place to grow up. The people, the countryside, and this... You know, when I was growing up here, this was the country. Now it's very much part
of the city. Sure, it's an extension of the
city,
town, isn't it? Yeah.
But a great business and a typical business that would have started with, you know, 12 rooms. You make a few quid, you build another 12, and eventually up to 130-odd rooms, a leisure centre, a big wedding business. And I sold this business in 2008, to wonderful people called the Flynns, three brothers, Pierce, Alan and John, who run it to this day. And
yeah.
It fills me with pride to come down here and see that after 50 years in our family, that this place is still going gangbusters.
It's great to see. And for you, like when you talk about those memories and that sort of family connection when you're here, was it always, because it struck me yesterday, you know, when I spent a good bit of time in the hotel now yesterday afternoon and last night, it's very much a family spot. Was that your ethos in running it too?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because, you know, as hotels have developed, back in the earlier days, a hotel had to be everything to everybody. So I'll still talk to people who had their Holy Communion receptions here, who had their confirmations here, who got married here, who went to their parents' funeral here. And that's the kind of place that it is, that it has that kind of link, generational link, with the people of the city.
I mentioned you're a Kilkenny man. I know obviously you live in Dublin now, but you've a strong connection still.
Yeah,
Marble City, yeah.
Unfortunately, none of my family live here now. And as I say, my mother was here up until 2008. She lives in Limerick now. And I try and participate in things from Kilkenny because I think it's very important to remember where you're from and very important to give back, if you can, to the place you grew up. But when your family aren't here anymore, you're not here. Like, I haven't been in Kilkenny for 6 or 7 months.
Right.
There was a time I was here every week. So you do, unfortunately, lose a little bit of touch. But, you know, it fills me with joy and pride to be here today because it just has such wonderful memories for me.
We're delighted to have you, and you've always been a hugely strong, I think, Kilkenny advocate in the office, but often outnumbered too, I suppose, by many dubs.
Kieran Cuddy and myself, there's only a few of us left.
Tracy, you're born and bred Kilkenny.
Born and bred Kilkenny woman. Again, like Bobby, you know, so proud to be from Kilkenny and always shouting it from the rooftops at every opportunity. And it's like just what I was saying to Bobby there, or to James, we're going to adopt James anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to let him into the gated community of Kilkenny. But it's lovely if I'd hear Bobby on the radio or anything like that. Like, you know, I used to be great friends, and, you know, with Paul, Bobby's brother. And it's amazing the way, you know, we stick together. There's a very strong Kilkenny connection, isn't there, Bobby?
Oh, like, big time, yeah.
You know.
Darren cross us.
Yeah, I know. And like, I'd love to say that on the hurling field as well. But unfortunately, we fell shy this year. But, you know, and, you know, obviously I played Camogie with Kilkenny for years. And, you know, it just, it really, really cements you in the community because everybody knows you, really. Yeah.
What about you, James? Like, you're a recently moved Kilkenny adoptee, is that fair to say?
I'm the blow-in, and I've actually an ex-Dub neighbour, and she's there 30 years, and she's like, I'm still the blow-in.
Still it,
so
yeah.
I think I'll be the blow-in forever.
Forever.
But for me, I'm here like 3 months, maybe 3 going on 4 months. And when I was in Dublin, me and my boyfriend William lived in Phibsborough for 8 going on 9 years. We didn't really know our neighbours, and like the ones next door to us, glued to us. And within like a week or two being down here, we've had goose eggs brought to the door, people bringing baskets of homegrown lettuce. So we're experiencing that kind of community thing that I've often craved from, you know, my adult house.
Yeah.
And I'm really getting that here. So we're having a ball. It's been a real lovely couple of months settling in.
So it is a city, but there's a kind of a country vibe to it. That's the kind of feel I got from it yesterday.
Yeah, totally. We're out near Greignamana, which is a bit more, I guess, in the sticks when you compare it to here. We're near kind of Greignamana, Burris, on the border of Carlow there. And I took a gamble on Kilkenny. We fell in love with the house. And rather than the city. I didn't know much about the city. My boyfriend's from Cork, so we kind of often went down there or different areas. But from being here for just a short while, like, there's so much to do in the outer parts of Kilkenny as well. Like, in Burris, every Friday, there's a gorgeous farmer's market and this bakery called Plur Bakery. And the guy, Seamus, works there. He grows all his own wheat, makes his own pastries and sells them in a pub called Joyce's there on Friday. If you look across the road, there's a whole load of stalls selling this gorgeous produce. So I feel like Belle from Beauty and the Beast every weekend, going down with my basket, getting my fresh produce. Like, it is kind of the country fantasy I thought it would be. And we're so lucky because, as I said, we fell in love with the house, not the area. Now we've fallen in love with the area because we didn't know much about
it. Thank God for that.
But there's so many gorgeous things we're discovering.
What is it then about Kilkenny? Like, for people that don't know,
Well, a couple of things, Andrea. One of the things about Kilkenny, it's always punched above its weight in terms of a place to go. And there's a few reasons, I believe, behind that. You know, if you look at the surrounding towns, Wexford, Waterford, Clonmel, they all had industry. There was never any great tradition of industry. Now, we had the Smithwick's Brewery and a few other bits and pieces, but because Kilkenny didn't have that industrial backdrop that other towns in the southeast had, they got very good at tourism. Mm. And one of the reasons they were good at tourism, in my view, was they protected the shop fronts. The place was always looked after.
Mm.
And the council, and this is going back over 50 years, the council here were always central with the business community and indeed the wider community to keeping the place right, making sure it was a nice place to visit. And I think that and that alone gave them a leg up before anybody else started thinking about how important tourism. It's also equidistant between Dublin and Cork.
Yeah, it's a great location.
Location-wise, it plays to that as well, that you can be in and down in Kilkenny, you know, the same day without any problem. So a couple of key things like that.
Yeah.
I think are part of its success.
What is it for you, Tracy? Like, why did you, I suppose, choose to stay living in Kilkenny? Well, I'm sure probably many of your friends maybe
absolutely
went to.
When you're involved in sport and you heard about Kilkenny, you're not going to move far away because obviously it's a commitment involved.
Yeah.
So, you know, and if you win, you get that taste of winning, you don't want to move. But getting back to like what Bobby said, there's a great foundation here in Kilkenny with the County Council and the likes of, look, we have festivals the whole time, you know. our rhythm and roots, our St. Patrick's Festival. Look at our...
The Cat Laughs.
The Cat's Laugh, amazing. And look at our Food Saver. Our Foodie
right.
Festival, you know, spearheaded by Marion Flannery, the great Marion Flannery. I don't know how many minutes of the day she puts in, but, you know, obviously with the support of an amazing team around her. It's just, you'd be so proud. Like, the Saver Festival is going from strength to strength every year. And like that, you know, you're saying the Foodie Little Festival in Boris, there's Mountain View in Kilkenny.
Oh, I love that.
That's every Sunday now for you know, all open to families. Like, you know, we're really, really keeping the Kilkenny people in the community,
yeah.
Like, you know, which is a lovely thing.
Yeah. Look, it's funny. I mentioned this to Kieran yesterday, and I don't know if he was best impressed when I told him that the only two reasons I've ever been to Kilkenny have been for the IMRO Radio Awards and for hen parties. And that has been the sum total of the time I've ever spent in Kilkenny, which means you tend to go to kind of certain places.
Yeah.
And that's funny you actually say that, because, you know, if you park up on a Friday evening there at John Street, just down, up from Langton's, the infamous pub in Kilkenny City, all you see is, I call them the Feather Brigade, and they're getting off the train there at 5 o'clock, and the little small 10 kg bags,
yeah.
And there's Stetsons, there's boots, there's feathers flying everywhere, and then you have the boys flying. And it's a wave of people arriving in at the 5 o'clock train from Dublin. And like what Bobby and James said, you know, we're very central, and you're only an hour and a half away from somewhere.
You know, it's funny, though, because a lot of places aren't keen on the hens and stag business. But
I think that, you know, they need to be managed. And as long as their behaviour doesn't bother other people. And I think, again, experience has shown in Kilkenny, they've got better at managing them.
Yeah, without a doubt.
People, and they are an important, you know, they're important.
Business. Let's be honest.
Commercial to a lot of people. Now, other people that, you know, maybe aren't in the pub or restaurant business or whatever, you know, maybe aren't as attracted to them, but they're managed in a way, they're welcomed, and they're allowed to do their thing, you know, and as long as they don't intrude on people's, you know, other quiet enjoyment.
It's all right.
They're very welcome.
Did you find that, James? Because it was often when you move somewhere that's, you know, entirely new to a family or two people, like, you do need a little bit of a warm welcome. You know, you need that kind of Cade Mila Fáilte to sort of feel like you're... It's okay to be here. There's a bit of a social scene.
It was like everyone made the effort around where we lived. We were dropped up eggs one day, vegetables the other day. People were just coming around asking if we needed help mowing the lawn. I said, absolutely.
Yeah. Can you come back next week?
Yeah. Can you do next Wednesday at 2 o'clock? We're actually looking for a new gardener. Get in touch. Our lovely one that has handed in his notice. So, yeah.
But James, you didn't tell the gardener. It's like Jurassic Park at the back of the house.
Yeah. You walked him too hard.
Yeah. We are getting used to the whole having actual a garden now, because when we were in Dublin town, we had a stoop and we grew our own veg there. So now we have almost an acre to, which is great.
Which is
you have to manage it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we have a lovely polytunnel and some trees. And what's great about the house we bought, actually, it was a mature garden. You know, sometimes country houses, it's kind of like the house in the middle of the field and nothing really around it. The people we bought it off put loads of love into their garden, so it's like full of raspberry bushes and all these kind of things.
And
so
people will know
to manage it.
Your I suppose journey to Kilkenny too, James, from the TV programme, but you're now going to talk about Kilkenny more and more because you're launching a podcast, aren't you?
Yeah,
too?
Episode one went out this morning.
Great.
So it's called A Simpler Life, question mark with James and William, because we don't know if it's going to be a simpler life. I think everyone, especially who's grown up in cities, has this like thing in the back of their mind. Oh, I want to pack it all in and run away to the countryside. And I certainly follow loads of people on Instagram who've done that. But we kind of want to, it's like a weekly check-in, and we're going to warts and all, what we're struggling with, what we're loving, what we're thriving with. And the whole, I guess, you know, change from a city to a country life. Mm. We want to talk about that and discuss everything that happens.
Do you miss country life, Bobby?
I do. There are aspects of it. I love Dublin, and I've been living in the same house in Dublin for over 30 years. But I do, there are aspects of it I absolutely do miss. One of the things I always loved about Kilkenny was its size. It's not too big.
Yeah. Mm.
You can get to know a lot of people. Like, it's a small city. And I really, really like that, you know, the difference between, you know, city and country living was very much intertwined. So I do miss that, but you know what? I I still look back with fond memories.
Yeah, that's great. And Tracy, for you, like for people that are maybe listening today and you know, maybe got some form of inspiration from James and his story in relocating to country life, do you recommend it to you?
Oh, absolutely. As I said, probably it's so central to everywhere. That's the biggest thing, really, that you're literally only an hour and a half from Cork and Dublin. And we, like what Bobby said, you know, we're a real a county. I could, like the analogy, Cheers. Everybody yeah. knows your name. Now, obviously, I'm coming from, you know, an aspect of work because, you know, I work with Cisco Foods here in Kilkenny City and County. So, like, I walk the streets. So, like, my customers, they're my friends as well as, you know, now, when they buy off me, they're my friends.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that can be a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly. Look, competition is the spice of life, as we always say. So if we have no motivation every day to get up, that wouldn't be good either. No. So, we're a very endearing people, I think. Yeah. You know, even, you know, when we were winning everything with Kilkenny Hurling, now we weren't. We were the Limerick now today. Look, we're delighted that Clare won at the weekend, an amazing game of hurling. But I think we really like to throw the arms around people coming to Kilkenny.
We've been asking people to get in touch with, you know, their favourite place in Kilkenny today. And I went out and about with Kieran Cudahy last night and he brought me around his three favourite spots in Kilkenny, the kind of sometimes off the beaten track. But for you, Tracy, where is the must see of Kilkenny?
Look, at the you know, to think that we have a castle in the centre of our, like, it's amazing.
Yeah, I've never
absolutely
been.
Absolutely beautiful. Now, Andrea.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to pull your hair
it's
now.
It's on the list.
I'm going to pull your hair now. It's just to think it's in the middle. It's just the most beautiful, beautiful landmark, isn't it, Bobby?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you a favourite spot, Bobby? Place
I
to
do.
See?
I was there recently, actually. The River Nore is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful river. We used to swim down at the Weir here, just out the Bleach Road. And I've competed in the Nor swim a couple of times,
right,
which was between
good.
John's Bridge and Green's Bridge, which is not for the faint-hearted, but
no.
I have completed. So I love the river and its central place in the city of Kilkenny.
Experience that. And for you, James, so far, 3 months in, where's your...
I think one place we're loving at the moment is Shankill. Is it Shankill Castle or Shankill House? It's a beautiful old rambling house with gardens you can walk around. It's about 10 minutes from us in Sciacfastin. But it has a gorgeous cafe. Shankill, if you Google Shankill Castle or House, I can't remember if it's house or castle, but the most gorgeous cafe, and they grow all their own veg in the gardens. And as I said, you can walk around their gardens afterwards.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're looking for listeners to tell us today about their own favourites, their must-see place in Kilkenny. It's 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. But listen, thanks a million to you all for taking time today and
thank
coming in to rave and brag about your beloved Kilkenny. Of course, Tracy Millay, Bobby Kerr and James Cavanagh. And as James said, you can listen to his podcast as well. That's out this morning. The Simpler Life, I should say.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.